Kumlan and Ablak Gemara, we are up to Dav Kuf Tez Zayin Omer Aleph, the tail end of Masechet Pesachim. We're up to the Mishnah. So we are going now through the the Seder. Everything has to be organized. So, says the Mishnah, Mishnah, Mozgul Loi Koy Sheni, they poured him a second cup. So, as you know, Shulchan Aruch learns that you have to be, you know, feel like royalty, so someone else has to pour for you. What's very interesting is the Aruch HaShulchan writes over here, in a very, very progressive, he writes over here, what do you mean someone else should pour for you? Your wife should pour for you. Why do you think that you're any more royal family than she is? You should pour for her. So, actually, Minhag Lubavitch is that we don't have this Moz Guloi Kois. I was wondering what Aruch HaShulchan could figure out, that you should pour for her and she should pour for you. That's why everybody's happy. But anyway, very interesting the way he writes it there. And the Khan HaBen Shoyel over here, as soon as he poured, or let's say the Cain, as soon as he poured the second cup, and we haven't even started eating yet, the kid will ask, Obi, he said, what's going on here? Why are we pouring a second cup? We haven't even started eating yet. The Im Ein Das BeBen, the kid doesn't have the intelligence to ask questions, and Ovi Melamda, the father teaches him this, the formula of Manish Tan Halayla Zemekola Leilis. Big machlek is a shemarim. We learned it a little bit yesterday, but over here again, Rashi says over here the kana ben shalavi kan b'mezigas. I'm just reading you Rashi. B'mezigas koy sheni. When you pour the second cup, ha ben shoyles avi. If he asks this question, manish tana. And what exactly is the question? Not the manish tana we say now. Agada. The question is why is it that achshav now moizgin koy sheni koy demachila. Rashi clearly holds here that there's no inyan manish tana. The way you read our Mishnah literally is only for some a kid who cannot ask any questions. So we pump him the questions because in the midst of the night, different than the rest of the year, as most as many acharim paskin, is that everything can be done with derech shaila v'tshuva. So you need kid to ask. So if he doesn't know how to ask, you give him the questions, feed him the questions to ask. So Rashi clearly says that if the kid, all the kid has to ask, why are we drinking a second cup when we haven't studied? And that's it. That's, you know, no more questions have to be asked. You're ready, you can go move on. That is how Rashi seems to learn. however, Tosis, you know, learned like the last time he learned, that this will lead him to asking all the right questions. Because you still have to ask those questions about matzah, murder, and everything else. So let's continue the mission. But interesting,
that's the proof from the Rashbam, that it's even more so what you said. The Rashbam says if he's a clever kid, he'll ask.
That's right.
Dahinu, if he's not so clever, he'll go through the standard format questions.
Yeah, yeah. Like the Mishnah says, Imein Das. Yeah, but the Rambam, what's interesting is, the Rambam learns similarly that, you know, the Rambam says that you do the Shinui, the Hakoyle Shoyel Manish Tana. The Rambam seems to be learning that it's the father who asks the questions of Manish Tana. He has to engage the kid. The kid should ask general questions. And the father is the one who asks the format that we have in the Haggadah, which needs explanation, what's shot in the Rambam. That's what the Rambam says. Okay, let's continue the Mishnah. The questions. Number one, Manish Tana Lai Zemekola Leilis. Shebekola Leilis on Oichin Chomet U'matza Halayla Zekula Matza. So the order in the Mishnah here in Bavli is the order of Nusach Ashkenaz Haggadahs. First question is Chometz and Matzah, because that's Mahatayra. Next question is Chol Leilas Anoichin Shal Yerokas L'Azal Morer, that is Midrabanan. And third question, in the times of the Beis Hamidosh, Shebechol HaLeilas Anoichin Bosa Tzoli Sholok Mavushal, HaLeilah Zeh Kula Tzoli, that tonight everything has to be roasted. In the times of the Beis Hamidosh, they had the Korban Pesach. And this follows the opinion that says Yudah Metamer, that says the Chagiga also has to be roasted, so it's Kula Tzoli, everything has to be roasted. That's why today we don't eat anything roasted the first two nights by the Seder. Shebechol HaLeilas, and the last question is, Chol HaLeilas Anu, Ein Anu, the Lashon here is Chayav, the Tavol Gemara will change it, Ein Anu Matbilin Ful Pamechas, HaLeilas Ashtei Pamim, that's the last thing, because that's only a minig. The Mesubin, they weren't asked in that time, according to the Mishnah. And so the Vilna Gon wants to say that there's only four questions. As long as the Beis Hamidrash was around, they didn't ask about Mesubin. Once they took away the question about Tzoli, they put in Mesubin to make it up. The Rebbe asked a lot of questions on that. But basically, if you look in the Rambam clearly, when he puts out his Manish Tana, he has the question of Tzoli, and then he has the question of Mesubin in there as well, which means clearly, in the times of the Beis Hamidrash, they also asked about Mesubin. and that has to be only Mesubin, the Kulanu Mesubin, not just the aristocracy. So, yeah. Now, the Yerushalmi's version of this Mishnah is a little bit different. Their order is the way Nusach Chabad is, which is the Nusach of the Rambam. And interesting, looking at the Rosh in the back of the Gemara, the Rosh's version of our Mishnah here is like the Yerushalmi. So to the Rif. Quite a lot of Shani have the Nusach where you say Matbilin first, because that's the first thing the kid sees. Karpas. That's the first thing the kid sees. So therefore he goes, ask questions according to the order of things that he sees. So it's Karpas, then Matzah, then Mor, and then Mesubin, which is a side thing. So Mesubin is last. What's interesting, I looked last night in the Koil, in the art scroll, Gemara on there, and you can look in the art scroll Gemara, and he says that today all Haggadahs have the order like this Mishnah. Tell me what exactly does that mean. Anyway, so any Haggadah doesn't have their Nusach, the art scroll Haggadah Nusach, is not an Haggadah. And what is it?
No, because it could be, I'm not sure what the Sfardim have.
It doesn't matter.
Have it, also.
It says all Haggadahs, all, read. The consensus, actually use the word consensus. Consensus means everybody. Okay, so true, the art scroll Haggadahs don't have it. But since when the Ashkel Haggadah is the consensus? Because they decided so? That's one of the major problems of Ashkel. Anyway, let's continue. that's recorded. Let's continue the mission. Actually, the Rishalmi, interesting, does not have four questions. They only have three. They don't have the question of Mesubin, okay, but neither do they have the question of Matbilin. They only have three questions. They don't have the question of Mura, sorry. They don't have the question of Murr. And that in itself requires explanation why Yerushalmi omits the question of Murr. Anyway, let's continue the Gemara. The Mishnah. Then the Mishnah continues. Ulufi daite shel ben ovi melamde. Based on the level of understanding the kid has, that's how the father communicates with the kid. Maschil bignus umesayim bishvach. So that's what the Rambam says. You know, the Haggadah, the format is for a Tam. But for a Chacham, you have to talk differently and give him different things. And Maschil Begnusim B'Sayim B'Shvach. You start the Haggadah with us in a bad light, and then you conclude with us in praise, and we'll see the Gemara Machlek is what that means. V'Doidish, we also include Arami Oivet Ovi in Parshas Kiseitzei. Say Arami Oivet Ovi. Ad Sheyigmer Kol HaParsha Kulo. Until you conclude the entire Parsha. Says the Gemara, learn Chacham b'nei Sholeh. Chacham, a kid asks, "Imei Chacham, what happened? You don't have a kid." Ishtei Sholeh. So if you don't have a kid, then his wife asks. Imlab, if not, who Sholeh asks? He asks himself. Because it's clear from here, it has to be the way the Haggadah has to be said is in the format of a Sholeh and a Tshuva. So therefore, even if you're on your own, you should say it in the form of a question and an answer. Interesting, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that first he says, it seems to the kids from Lord that only one kid has to ask, and that's it. So he says the toddler asks, but if your toddler cannot ask, then he says, b'noi oi bitoi, ask, like an older kid, and then if not, ishtoi. And the Ibn Yemes comes out fighting. What kind of chutzpah bitoi? Where does it say bitoi can ask questions? Where does it say yitzeh hagodah if a bitoi asks any questions? Interesting Ibn Yemes. Anyway, but you know, there is a machlekes if women have a mitzvah of saying Haggadah, because the Chinuch says that women have a mitzvah of Haggadah. It's Mashem HaTorah. The Michas Chinuch has a whole discussion why. But the Alfred Mishnah Lord Paskas Achayiv the Rabban, because Af Hein Hoyo Yisanesk also canvasses the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. So he continues the Gemara here. Even two Tamil Chum are having a Seder together, so they know all the laws of Pesach. Now, interesting, the Gemara says here, she yoidin behilchas of Pesach. Who cares about hilchas of Pesach? We're talking about the story of Pesach. So the Vilna Gaon says that the mitzvah of Shmesapin kol oisa laila is actually talking about the halachas of Pesach. And if you look in the Tesefta, it says there to speak, stay up all night and talk the halachas of Pesach. You look in the Rosh here in the back of the Gemara, the Rosh says you should stay up all night and talk the halachas and the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So there's an inyan to talk halachas as well as Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, two things. But the Gemara here seems to be saying that even though they know the halachas, they still got to stay up all night and they should still ask the questions. when you're asking, because these questions are not asking the halacha, they're asking why. They want to know the reason behind the halacha. So I guess when we say Yoidin Behilchas HaPesach, it's not enough just to know the raw laws. You have to also know the whys. Why are we doing this and why are we doing that? Second, my further, all the nights you dip in twice today, you dip in once tonight, twice. And it sounds like in the syntax in the Mishnah that you have to. You have to dip in every night once, you have to dip at all. We don't have to dip in at all. Now, but it says tonight, it sounds like you chayiv to do twice. It says, because we're doing something a minute to dip in, it's only a minute, so the kid should be engaged. You can call that chayiv. This is how you should read it. The way we say it today. That, we don't dip in at all today, we dip in twice. We're not saying chayiv, because chayiv is the wrong word to use. We're just saying this is a fact, we're dipping in twice. What do you mean, bignus? What do you mean? You start describing how things were in a bad light. That's the part where we say mitchila oiv de'avodah zorah. We talk about our history, that we started spiritually, we were in a very low, in the lowest ebb. We were physically avodim. So they're arguing, what's the main, obviously the liberation was both, we were emancipated, we're no longer avodim, physically, also we became a free nation. And the question is, what's the main yom tov of Yetzias Mitzrayim? The fact that physically we're no longer avodim, or the fact that spiritually we are now free and we are the Eibishter's children? Nachman said to Doru, his servant, Avda, let me ask you a question, a slave, the mapik le mori lechedes, a slave that his master sent him free, the Yov le Kaspa v'dava, and then not only sent him free, but he loaded him up with silver and gold. My boy le memle, what should the servant say to his master, to his former master? Omele boy le duye le shvachi, he has to praise him. Omele, patartan b'loyme manishtana, you just exempted us from saying manishtana. And Pasal Omele avodim yinu. This Gemara is very hard to understand, because the Eved didn't ask any question. In fact, it was the Rav, it was the master, the one who's running the Seder, who asked him the question. So what do you think we should be doing? He's the one who asked the question, not the other way around. And maybe this is what the Rambam gets, that it's the father who says, the Koyde is the one who says Manishtana, because from this Gemara here, it was Rav Nachman who asked the Eved, not the other way around. And when he said, Partartum Olim Manishtana, again, according to Tosfos, it means you start talking a conversation, question and answer, and then through that, you eventually get to the right questions and the right answers, and you get to Manishtana. But according to Rashi and Rambam, it would mean you don't have to say anything else. But the question is, who asked the question here? Where's the question? It was only Rav Nachman who asked. So maybe that's Pshat and Rambam. Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer says, "Hoye Oimer," he used to say, "Kol Shlo Omer, whoever does not say Shlo Yishtu the following things in Pesach, Leos Lechavosi Nad Yoitze." If you don't say Pesach, Matzah, or Mor, this we say at the end of the Haggadah. Pesach Hashem Sheposach Hamokam Abotei Avaseinu Mitzrayim. Pesach is because the Eibishter jumped over on in the houses in our ancestors' house in Mitzrayim. Shnei Matzah Pesach Hashem Sheposach Matzah Shoshenigla Avaseinu Mitzrayim. They were redeemed. Shnei Ma Avayevus Abotzeg Ashoytzi Mitzrayim. And Mor Roshem Shemori Ramitzim Chayei Avaseinu Mitzrayim. They bitter Roshem Ma Vayemiris Chayeim. So this is what we say in the Haggadah. Big Machlek is showing him first of all that I'm here in Tosfos and Sukkah. When it says here that it's kol shle amar shleisha dvar leyes lechavosei, so that means mahatayin that yetsu only with the rabbanon. The Ran says only with the rabbanon, but of course you yetsu mahatayin. But Tosfos says if you don't do the way the rabbanon told you, then you're not yetsu mahatayin either. That's machleik is number one. Machleik is number two. And which particular mitzvah aren't you yetsu? Are we saying you're not yetsu the mitzvah of haggadah, or we're saying you're not yetsu the mitzvah of eating matzah if you don't actually say the pasuk, the reason why you eat the matzah? And what is very interesting is that these psukim we say here are answers to the Manishtana, right? You ask the question why we eat matzah. Here we say matzah shalichal shumma. You ask the question why we eat mutter, mutter shalichal shumma. Yet the other two questions in the Manishtana, which is matbila and masubim, we don't answer. Why not? So they say the pshat is that this is all part of chinuch, and part of chinuch is you cannot ignore a child that asks questions. You have to answer them. Nor do you have to answer every single question, because they have to know that you don't have to understand everything and still you have to abide by the rules. So we answer two of the questions, give them good answers. The other two we leave unanswered and we say, it makes no difference. You still have to do matbilin, you still have to do masubin, even if you don't understand. And that's all part of the chinuch. Then we continue. Every generation you have to imagine you left Mitzrayim. She never says we got to Mitzrayim. Who lame about Vazel says Shalim says Mitzrayim. Leficha nafnu chayovim lehoidus lahalas shabeh before them hadavol akalis. Taisa says there are seven forms of praise because there are seven heavens. Lemisha osla v'seinu v'lonu es kol anisim ha'elu ha'itzionim adus lechedus miyogin l'simcha me'evul l'yamtu. I'm sure you'll recognize this. Ma'feiler gadol m'shiva l'gula v'neim l'fanu hallelujah. Ad Taisa a little different gears to here, and there's a whole discussion about Shir Chadash. I won't go to now. Ad heichen hu aimer. The first part of Hal, how far do you go? Beshame says, Ad Eim HaBani Yismecha, or you say the words Eim HaBani Yismecha. And Beisul says, you say, Ad Chalom Mishlamayin Moim. Until Chalom Mishlamayin Moim. The river explains in the Sikha Be'arichas, the argument of Shamein Hill is, the Chayisim Gula. The argument, because obviously Shamei says, how can you say Beseis Yisro when this is the first part of the Seder we haven't left yet? So they're talking about, they're arguing about something which is Bekoyach. Is that as if it already happened already, or only, or you have to wait with Poyo, and which is a constant argument between Hill and Shammai. V'chayis and begula, and you conclude with Baruch Atah, you finish with Gula, but what exactly do you say? So this is the way Rashbam and Tosafot learn, is the two opinions on how to understand the Tanakhama. Atarfin says, you just say, but you start with Baruch Atah Hashem, you say, Asher Golonu, you say Mitzrayim, but V'loi Chayisim, he felt it was a short bracha, so you don't finish again Baruch Atah Hashem, Golonu, Yisrael. But Rabbi Kiva says, no, we have to add also a request. And by adding a request, it comes a long bracha. A long bracha, it needs to conclude with a Baruch HaTorah Hashem as well. Kein Hashem Elokeinu Kehoseinu Yagienu L'moinu Gol Mechenu. We want other Kaniyim Tovim. Haboyim L'Kroshenu L'Sholem. We want other Kaniyim Tovim that come to us peacefully. Smeichim B'bin Yerecha V'Sosim B'Avidasecha V'Necha Shomin HaPsochim V'Nazvochim Ad Baruch Hashem Gol Yisrael. As you know, there's a big machlekes when this year, Mitzvah Shabbos, whether we say Min HaPsochim and Zvachim, or you call, first of all, the Rishonim and Machlekes, if you say Zvachim, because there's no Chagiga brought on Shabbos. So some say that this year, all you say is Min HaPsochim. Some say that no, you can say Min HaZvachim Umin HaPsochim because you bring the Chagiga on Friday. How in the world is Friday going to last you until Mitzvah Shabbos? Because we'll say that Friday night, Shabbos by day, Shabbos night, you have two nights in a day instead of 2 days in a night. It's like a Shlomim. So therefore, you could say min hazvachim first, then psachim. Others say you say min hapsachim umin hazvachim because the psachim is Shabbos and the zvachim will be the following days. The first day Yom Tov, and the order is reversed. And others say we don't want to change this year's format for next year. Plus, you're talking about next year. You're asking yagienu. We wanted this was to happen. You're talking about next year. And next year, it won't be the same Seder as this year. So therefore, next year, you could say Milazvach and Apsach even this year. Anyway, many different opinions. And you look in Haggadahs, you will see the different what Haggadahs that you should do. Omar Rava says Rava. So does Shem, you have to say, V'Aisonu Hoitzi Misham. Rava says that you have to say that Aisonu Hoitzi Misham, that you took us out from there. You have to show, you have to feel like we went out of Mitzrayim. Amr Rav says, Rava, matzah tzodich lahagbiya. When you say matzah lishon oichlim, you actually lifted, or we pointed today, we pointed, but you lifted. When you say mutter, it's sort of like you've lifted. Aba bosa, when you come to the part about Pesach, by lifting it, you're showing everybody to make it more dear, make it more tangible as well. but when it comes to Pesach, ain't sort of, you shouldn't, you don't have to. Not only you don't have to, v'loi oidel shenidek oichel chotvich, you shouldn't, because it looks like you're eating kachim b'chutz, you shouldn't pick up the tafshilin that you have there representing the Korban Pesach. Amar Rav Achba Yaakov Suma, blind person, potim b'leimer agada. So most Mefarshim explain that Rav Achba Yaakov, remember the Machlek, Rav Yudah holds that blind people are potim from all the mitzvahs, and Tanakama argues, which we say is a meir, and in Halacha Shel Aruch, a blind person is chayiv in all the mitzvahs, but Rav Achba Yaakov says that a blind person is potter than Agada, and he brings a pasuk, sounds like, but everything else would be chayiv. So it means he paskins that a sum is chayiv generally in mitzvahs. Now, why, when it comes to Hagada, is he potter? Because it says in the pasuk, you should tell your son, Ba'avu Zeh, because of this, you have to make the point. And so what? A blind person can't really point. And how do we know that's an issue? Because Ksiv Hossam, it says by Ben Sarah Moira, it says there, Boneinu Zeh. You have to come to court and say, this is our son. And if we learn out of they're blind, they cannot have a son of Sarah Moira because they cannot say Boneinu Zeh. Malahal and Prat L'Sum, a blind person is exempt. Avkan Prat L'Sum. So to Avah HaGodah, if you're blind, you're exempt. Says the Gemara, Eini, it's not so. We asked the rabbis in the house of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef was blind. Man, the Amri Agarata by Rabbi Yosef. Who's the one who led the Haggadah by Rabbi Yosef? Because in those days, you remember one person said, and everyone listened, and they were Yetzer al Shemei Ve'Kaina. So who was the one who was saying the Haggadah? Omer Rabbi Yosef. They said Rabbi Yosef did, by heart. And L'chaydi, he was blind. And the fact that he could be Moitzi, now a blind person, if he wants to be Machmir, he could, but the fact that he could be Moitzi, everybody, shows that he was actually Chayiv. Beit Avsheches, Omru Rav Sheches, they said, and they asked, Mando Magad Rav Sheches, who said the Haggadah in the house of Rav Sheches? Were also blind? I said, Rav Sheches. So Kesavir Rabban Nefor, what was the Svara, what was Rabbi Yisrael Rav Sheches thinking? If a blind person is Potter, why were they the ones leading? They thought, Rabbanon Matzah Bizman Hazed, Rabbanon, they thought that since Matzah today is only the Rabbanon, and because Matzah today is only the Rabbanon, therefore they can be mighty their family, because then a blind person is also Chayim the Rabbanon. The Potter Matoyde, but the Chayim the Rabbanon. So they can be mighty their family. So it seemed that Rabbi Achaba Yaakov said that a blind person cannot read that God. It sounds like he holds that a blind, that saying the Haggadah is what do you call it? It would seem like he would hold that matzah today is mehatayra, and therefore the Haggadah is mehatayra. Meklal that Rav Acha Yaakov saw a matzah is mehatayra. He holds that matzah is mehatayra, and therefore the Haggadah and everything is mehatayra, and that's why he said a blind person can't be mighty then. How can that be? But Rav Acha Yaakov, he is the very one who says. In a few days from now, the matzah is not the Rabbanon. He holds that whole matzah is only the Rabbanon. He's the one who, he's the author of that opinion, that matzah is only the Rabbanon. So Haggadah is only the Rabbanon. Because, so if it's only the Rabbanon, how come he says a blind person can't do it? So Gemara says, Rabbi Acha B'Yakov felt called the Tikkun Rabbanon again, the Isaac Tikkun. True, it's the Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon emulated the Torah, and therefore a blind person cannot, a blind person has no mitzvah, so also the Rabbanon, a blind person has no mitzvah. That's Rabbi Acha B'Yakov. They felt that if matzah is the Rabbanon and the Haggadah is the Rabbanon, they are chayv the Rabbanon, they could do it. So Zigmora says, well, Rav Sheish, Rav Yisrael knew, how could they think that? Nami, everyone knows how Vada called the Tikkun Rabbanon again. This is a universal rule that the Rabbanon tried to emulate the Torah. So Zigmora says, Hachi Hash, what are you comparing? Bishle Mahasam, over them. They disagree with this whole notion that Rambam learns it was like Zeda Shava Zezeh. They don't believe in that. They say, oh, they in the case of the Ben Sayyid Amadi, you know why a blind person is part of the Midahav, Leila Michtiv, it could have said, Baneinu who? It is our son. Why does it say, Ksi Baneinu Zev? Why do the Tedas change the wording and say Zev? This, after, as if the point, Shmami, no, Prat Lesumi, the Tedas clearly goes out of its way to tell you that a blind person cannot have a Ben Sayyid Amadi. I will hochel when it comes to Haggadah. It says, Baba Zeh, Os Hashem Li, you're responding to the kid. You want to know why we're doing what we're doing tonight. Because Baba Zeh, because of this, Os Hashem Li, it says, Mitzrayim, Elav Baba Zeh, my lichtav. Well, we have no brady. You're trying to explain to them why we're eating matzah mur. So if you want to say matzah, what's your right? Ella Baba Matzah mur, so the Zeh is coming not to tell you that you have to be able to see. It's coming to tell you that you that it's the matzah and the mur. It's because of the matzah mur that you want to know why I'm eating matzah mur, to remember everything that Hashem did for us years ago. So, and Abshej and Abyeja, they don't believe in the Gzera Shav of Zezeh, and therefore they hold that a blind person is Chayiv also in Haggadah as well. Says the Gemara further, next page. Amar Abchizda, Amar Abyechanan. So we're going to talk a little bit about Hal. Abchizda said in the name of Abyechanan, the words Halleluka, the words Halucha, Vekasya, Vididya, Achasen. They're actually one word, and the Ka is part of that word. And therefore, it's not two separate words. That part of the word is chulin, choil, and part of the word is kaidish. The entire world, the word now is kaidish. Rav Ova, so Rav Yechon said three things. Haluka, kasi, yididya. Rav says, kasya, umerchav ka is achasein. So mechavya is like one word. Now, and Rabba says, mechavya bovad. Each one of them said a different word or just less. And the question is, are they arguing or they're just adding different things? Says the Gemara, what is he on my teku? Does he hold this one word or two words? Teku, we're not sure. Yedidya l'rav. When it says that he called Yedidya, Nosan Hanavi called Shleim Melch Yedidya. Is it one word according to Rav or not? Because of Chizda says in Rabbi Yechon it is. Rav doesn't mention it. What would he hold? Toshma, Domer Rav, Yedidya nechel kishnaim. Rav hold that Yedidya actually. is two words. Leficha yedid part is choil. Yedid is our friend, that's choil. And ka is kaidish. And obviously that's the Abish's name. Yiboilu haluluka. Haluluka, Rabbi Yechina said haluluka is one word, rav omitzit. So rav, what would rav hold the word haluluka is? Is it one word or two words? Is it halalu, and then, which is choil, ordinary word, and then ka, separate word? Rav said, chazina, I saw the tehillim of Chabibah, of my beloved, my uncle, Abchia, the chsibah, who says halalu b'chad gisa, one line had, the end of one line had the word halalu, and the ka b'chad gisa, the beginning of the next line had the word b'ka, which shows that it's two different words. This argues of Shumalevi, Dom Shumalevi, my haluka. What do you mean by saying haluka? That word, halub, hilulim, ram, haluka means praise him with many different praises. So all the halukas mean is one word. That word, praise him with many praises. Upliga the day of the day. It sounds like Shumalevi argues with himself. What do you mean? Dom Shumalevi, basorim amores shal shavach, nema sefer tilma. 10 different words that the David Melech used of praise to describe the Eibishter. What are the 10 different words that are used? Benitzuach, benigan, bemaskil, bemizmer, beshir, beashe, betehila, betfila. These are different words that David Melech uses to describe praise. Hayda, haluluka. Godul mekulon, the greatest of them all is haluluka. Shekoilul shame, v'shava b'vas achas. That it includes the word, the Abish's name, and praise in one word. So this is the best thing of all, because you have not just praise of Hashem, everything else is, you're saying, the word means praise, and then you add the Abish's name afterwards. Here, within one word, you have both. So it doesn't mean stam, praising, like you said before, that haluka means hilulim harbe, many praises. It means haluka, and it's one word. Anyway, but you see from Hashem Levi holds that it's one word, not two words. Not like Rav learned. Avraham Shmuel Shir Shebetoyde. He says that the Shir in the Toyde as Yashem Moshe is Moshe v'Yisrael Amrud Moshe and the Eden said it. There's no question about it. B'shosh Olu min Yam, when they went out of the Yam, they didn't have it before. And why do you have to mention that? Because it says as Yashem they will sing. Sounds like maybe they said it before they crossed the Yam. Or they said already before, and we'll say it again after we cross the Yam. So we say no, it was said after they crossed the Yam, and why it says in future tense, we already had the Gemara Sanhedrin. But Chiz Amesim and so on. The Halal Zemi Amru, what about Halal? So that's Oz Yashir. What about Halal that we said is Chedesh and Yamtiv? Who composed Halal? The Gemara says, Neviim Shebeneyim, the Neviim amongst them, Tiknu Lehen Yisrael, the Me'at HaKonah for the Yidin, She Oimin Moshe, they should say it, I call Pede Kapede, on every single Yomtiv, and Valkol Tzorev Etzorev, on every single disastrous event, or every trouble they had, Shalei Tovei Alein, that it shouldn't come on them, and Rashi and the Rishbambo say it's only a diplomatic way of saying after the tzoras came on the Yidden, and then they were redeemed. They say it when they were redeemed. So they say how? So the Neviim Shebeneim is the ones who wrote the Halal, composed the Halal. Tanya says Kol Tushbach all the praises that are written in Sefer Tehillim. Kul and David Amr, all of them David said on events that happened to him. Shneimer says, "Kolu tefilas David ben Yishai." It says right in the middle of Tehillim.
If you look at the Rashbam on the Shom Dor Hayam, he finishes the Taram Rav Yonos Filolonu Pen Yavu Paro Dechelo Aleinu. Does that mean that it's Lachoyer? We don't want Paro should come, so it's before the Nes.
Which Rashbam are you looking at?
The Rashbam is Shom Dor Hayam.
Where is that? That's much later in the Gemara. That's much later in the Gemara. We haven't got there. We'll talk about that tomorrow. The Rashbam on this Gemara is on Kufta Zayin on the base. Shneimar, it says, Kolu Tfilas David Ben Yishai, that you have David Ben Yishai finishes Tfilas, is right in the middle of Tfilas, Kapitel Ayin Beis. And so we see that all the Tfilas, whatever says the word Tfilah David, is David HaMelech who wrote it. All of these tefillas, all these tefillas, Madonna said about events that occurred to him. So, halal zemi amru. we say that you say Hallel in Tehillim. Who said that? Amr Rabbi Yisi Omer. So you just said before Nevi'im, but we actually have a machlekes. Rabbi Yisi says, Elo'oza b'nei Omer, Elo'oza, my son said, Moshe v'Yisrael Amru. You know when they said that Hallel? B'shor she'olo min hayam. They said Hallel when they crossed the Yamsuf. They crossed the Yamsuf. Because it says in the second capital, B'tzeis Yisrael mimitzrayim. And so it says, as they were going out of Mitzrayim, Hayom Rav HaYonas Hayad in Yisrael Locher. So it's clearly, Hayom Rav HaYonas is the Yamsuf. So they said that when they crossed the Yamsuf. How do you say the Yarden must have been added on later, the part about the Yarden. And then David incorporated that into Hillel. The Chalukin Olav Chavedev. So Rabbi Yisi says, the friends of my son of Allah argue with him, Laimish David, David must have said it. The needin dvar rav min divin. I like my son's word better than theirs. Why? So according to them, there was no halal until David came along. Evshe Yisrael shachtes pischein. Is it possible that the Eden shechted their carbon Pesach? But not lulavain. They took their lulavim. But they amru shira until David Melech. They didn't say halal. From Yitzchak Mitzrayim until David didn't say halal. So Rabbi Zevin wanted to bring an eye from here. That Rashi before who said that it wasn't the Levim and the Kainim who said the Halal, but it was actually the Yisraelim, even though it's against all the Rishayim and against the Tesefta. Because it says right here, Efshe Yisrael Shachta Peschein, V'lam Rashida, but the Rebbe says no Raya, to say a new Shitta, and Rashi has a new Shitta against all the Rishayim and against the Mephedisha Tesefta, that it was only the Kainim and the Levim who said Halal. Yisrael means while the Eden was Shechting, Halal wasn't said by the Levim. Another reason why you must say that Hal didn't happen at the time of David HaMelech, why not? The image, the Avodah Zorah that Micha created was stationed in a place called Bechi, which was at the time of David HaMelech. And you think the Yisrael Oymer Hal, they would say Hal, in Hal it says, Kemoyim Yiyu Oysem Kol HaShabater Behem. Right, all those who worship idols. You think the Eden would say that while at the same time they all worship this idol from Micha? There's no way that they would be saying that unless it was composed many years earlier before that event occurred. And so it was created and it just continued. Okay, we'll stop over here and we'll continue tomorrow in Mirtz Hashem.